Welcome to the Natural Health 365 podcast, natural solutions for everyday problems. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit naturalhealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Landsman.
All right, thank you so much for joining us. Our show today, Raw Foods, Healing the Body Naturally. This is part two. If you missed part one, no worries. Just go to naturalhealth365.com, click the podcast link at the top of the page, and you'll find the episode plus all our other shows. No problem at all. Today, I welcome back Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, and as promised, we're going to offer her 3-day to 3-week raw detox plan plus much more. But first, I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Susan, welcome back to the program. Thanks so much.
Yeah, hi, Jonathan. Great to be back with you again.
So, Susan, why don't we talk about the 11 reasons to go raw? But maybe before we get started with that, you want to just kind of summarize in case somebody is jumping in now and they didn't hear part one. Why don't we do that first?
Well, we talked about the skinny on raw foods, how they heal the body, and without a doubt, raw vegan diets have come a long way since the Garden of Eden, because we now know through loads of scientific studies that there are myriad health benefits of eating more raw, fresh fruits and vegetables and their life-giving enzymes. And in contrast to the standard American diet, raw vegan diets are overflowing with nutrients and are low in fats, sugars, processed carbs that contribute to our expanding waistlines and have been linked to a number of diseases from hypertension to diabetes to cancer. So there's so many reasons to celebrate raw foods.
Okay, so for this part, obviously, I hope people are really ready to take them notes. If you want to replay any of this, that's the beauty of a podcast. You can download this, you can share it with your friends, whatever you like. And don't worry about it. If you want to go back and replay it again to really understand some things a little bit more, maybe there's some links you can see from the show-related links. You can go there and learn more, like Dr. Susan Smith-Jones' website. It's right on the page. You know, that's what this is all about. It's to give you the power of the information so you can make the changes that you want. Susan, let's talk about 11 reasons why to go raw. I mean, if we get through all of this in a show, it'll be amazing. The first one, energizing enzymes. Talk about that.
See, raw food diets are bursting with enzymes. And what are enzymes? Enzymes are complex proteins that handle every cell in the body, everything that goes on in your body have catalysts called these little enzymes. And studies have found that in the body, the enzymes can be destroyed during the cooking process. So if you warm your fruits and vegetables no higher than 118 degrees, that can preserve the enzymes and give them their greatest potential action within your body. Very, very briefly, there are three different kinds of enzymes. There are digestive enzymes, which are present in the saliva, stomach, and small intestine. There are metabolic enzymes, which are within our cells, and then there are the food-based enzymes, what we're talking about now, which we consume in our diets. And you want all of these to be at good high levels throughout your life for you to be healthy. So one way to preserve the food enzymes is to add more raw food to your diet.
What a great prescription for health. I hope a lot of healthcare providers are listening to this program. You've got to get on board. You got to wake up. You've got to change your practice, because if you don't, you're going to be left behind. That's what I see going forward. People are waking up to this, and if their healthcare provider is not on board with this, if they don't understand this kind of stuff, and they're just talking the same old jazz, they're going to be losing patients left and right. Number two, Susan, let's talk about antioxidants galore. I love the way you put these things. How important is that?
See, a diet rich in raw fruits and vegetables provides whopping amounts of antioxidants. And these are important for protecting the cells from free radical damage. Now, that's not a group here in South Central LA. The free radicals age your body quickly and can cause disease. And you want to mop up or neutralize all the free radicals with the antioxidants. And especially because you get lots of free radicals in the eyes, the heart, the prostate, the skin. And studies now show that those following a raw vegan diet, or at least emphasizing those kind of foods, have greater concentrations of antioxidants in their bloodstreams than omnivores. Omnivores are meat-eating people.
Yeah, and another benefit for going raw is obviously the skin, right? There are a lot of young people out there. They're having trouble with their skin. They're putting a lot of stuff on the outside of their body. People, listen up. This is a great reason to eat raw foods. There's powerful medicine, natural medicine in these foods. You talk about glowing wellness. Again, I love the way you use these words. Talk about glowing wellness. What happens when we eat raw foods?
Yeah, it's amazing because everything changes in your body. If you eat more than just one meal, if you emphasize raw foods, studies reveal that you'll have a greater sense of overall wellness. You'll have more energy. You know, lots of people that don't have high self-esteem often hide out and don't want to even go out into public much. But you'll find the more raw food you eat, the more confident you are, the more you want to be social, the less depression you have. You'll find that within a few meals of just eating more raw foods, you'll be glowing from the inside out. And I believe, Jonathan, not just consuming the raw foods, but also taking some of these raw foods, you can even make facial masks. On my website, in the navigation bar under articles, I have a variety of different facial masks that I've put together. One of them is the banana spirulina facial masks, because not only are bananas one of your skin's best friends, because it's not only good when eaten, but it's great as an all-natural moisturizer. And you can take one ripe banana, mash it up so there are no lumps in it, and then add to that 1/2 teaspoon of Hawaiian spirulina powder. You apply it to a clean face. I often double the recipe because I put it on my décolleté, my neck, and the back of my hands. You leave it on for 10 or 20 minutes, you rinse it off, finish with a cool rinse, and your skin will be glowing. And I usually take that mask, the banana spirulina, and I also add in a ripe, mashed, without lumps, avocado, which is a great moisturizer for the skin. So you can take some of these wonderful raw food, superfoods, and apply them to your skin and make beautiful masks. Save yourself the money of buying the expensive masks in stores, and it will. And I do this every 7 to 10 days to keep my skin really healthy.
Susan, I love what you're doing already. When you're making the connection between people out there who just, you know, look, I'm not judging them, but, you know, they're complaining about the news that's out there. They're complaining about their job. They're complaining about their life situations, and they feel so depressed and they feel down. But really, all that matters is not hoping that all of those things are going to change, but making these changes in the way that you eat. When you eat better, and this was a key thing you just said, Susan, when you eat better, your confidence goes up. Your nervous system feels better. You feel calmer. You feel happier. You're less likely to get upset, even if you happen to be subjected to some horrible news, which, of course, we say all the time, turn the TV off. Stop looking at this crap. Make the changes in your diet. That's what this is all about. Number 4 out of the 11 steps, Susan, you talk about a waistline. What a great way to improve your confidence and how good you feel by not having such a large waist. Raw food can actually help with that?
Yes, absolutely. And having a larger waistline contributes to all kinds of diseases. But a raw vegan diet, or emphasizing those foods, remember, this kind of diet is comparatively lower in calories and saturated fat than the standard American diet. And numerous studies, and they're all on my website, have shown that raw vegan diets result in significant weight loss because it has an abundance of nutrients that your body needs, but with lower calories. And that's what a superfood is to me, that has lots of nutrients but fewer calories. And you'll undoubtedly whittle your waistline.
Yeah, it's amazing. When I go to hotels in the last few years, it's incredible. When I look, just for entertainment's sake, I go to their menus, and boy, they're picking up on the shows that we're doing. Susan, I think that like Hilton and Marriott, I think they're listening to us because it's funny. They go superfood breakfast, right? Because they put blueberries on top of their highly processed pancakes, and they're teaching people that that's superfood nutrition. You know what? Skip the pancakes, start loading up more on these real superfoods, which blueberries is great, and you're going to see a great difference in your waistline. Number five, Susan, kicking chronic disease. I mean, this whole notion that conventional medicine wants us to believe that every day we wake up, you know, for most people, we're too stupid to even know what the names of these diseases are. We have to go run to a doctor to go find out what the names of these things are. We have to pray that we never get tagged with any of these chronic diseases. You know what? The message of this show, get into some raw living foods, and you can kick those chronic diseases out of your life. What do you say to something like that, Susan?
Well, I'd say autoimmune diseases, like we mentioned it briefly last time, fibromyalgia and rheumatoid arthritis, are often very difficult to treat, but multiple studies have shown that patients with these conditions who adopt a raw food diet experience massive symptom relief. Studies also suggest that chronic conditions including diabetes, hypertension, high blood pressure, they all improve with the greater addition of raw fruits and vegetables to the diet.
It's amazing. Such a simple change like that. Susan, you've worked with clients all over the place. You travel all throughout the world. I mean, is this hype, Susan, or just in recapping these five tips that we just said, give us a little story. I mean, how fast and how dramatic the change can really be. Please listen carefully, everyone.
Well, gosh, it's interesting you just asked this because I just returned from a media tour to the UK, and one of my clients, David, lives in England, and I started working with him a year ago. He first came out to America to visit me, and I worked with him for 3 days, and I had him not go on totally raw foods because in England it gets really cold and rainy 10 months out of the year, but I had him go on 50 to 60% raw foods. And he had terrible allergies, very high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high triglycerides, and he was 60 pounds overweight. And in 4.5 months of adding, I had him on actually 60% raw foods, he lost 40 pounds. In 7 months, he lost all of his extra weight and no longer had allergies. His blood pressure returned to normal because his doctors over there wanted to put him on medication. His triglycerides went down. He slept better. He has energy. And with all the extra weight gone, he's able to work out better. It's phenomenal. And you never feel deprived of food. You never feel hungry. You can go into any restaurant. Like over there, there weren't as many healthy and raw food restaurants as they have here, but any chef will be happy to make you a beautiful salad. You can make a big, beautiful salad with all kinds of raw vegetables and avocado, and you could even add some beans to that, some cooked beans, and you have a very satisfying and beautiful plate of food.
You know, what does it look like when you change the way you eat? Because you have a goal. Let's say you want to clear up your skin. Let's say you're just not happy with that roll, that jelly roll, and you've had it, right? You're going to make a change. What does it look like to be making a really great change? Not only perhaps losing those inches, that swelling, your energy goes up a little bit. It's the whole thing, though. You feel better. You have more confidence. You don't have these crazy cravings, right? How is your nervous system? As you're losing the weight, are you completely agitated? Are you angry? Are you upset? Do you still have violent food cravings? Then really the kind of plan that you're following is not so great. I have to be honest with you. Even if you're losing a few pounds, you're really torturing yourself to get there. So This whole program is about making changes that are healthy on so many different levels, not only just physically with your waist, but the mental outlook, your emotional well-being. That's what this is all about. Our next points that we're going to be talking about with Dr. Jones is going to be all about getting free of that joint pain and all kinds of other things like anti-aging and even spiritual benefits. But before we get there, I want to thank our sponsor, Live On Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit liveonlabs.com. That's LIVONLABS.com. Susan, let's just keep this going because a lot of people out there have chronic pain in their joints, in their muscles. You know, at some point now, they just feel like, what can I do? It's these pain medications not working and they don't know. Can raw foods help them?
And pain medication is just like putting on a Band-Aid. You know, joint stiffness and pain are often frequent complaints of people as they age, but I'm seeing it, Jonathan, in younger and younger people. And it's usually the result of so much internal inflammation, which can all be remedied simply by changing your diet and your attitude and getting more sleep, but especially your diet. And I mentioned before that those people with fibromyalgia or all kinds of itises, studies show that you can have improvements in joint pain and mobility that are significant when you change to a diet that adds more raw fruits and vegetables. In fact, you know, raw plant-based foods are ideal for healthy joints. And one of the main reasons is because they're rich in antioxidants, which helps to reduce the inflammation in the body. Because inflammation is often what causes the pain. And you don't just want to take a pill to reduce the pain without changing your diet. That's like mopping up a bathroom floor from an overflowing sink before turning off the faucet on the sink. You know, you got to get to the cause, and it's usually diet. Remember that raw foods are usually higher in alkalinity, whereas cooked and lots of animal products, which also causes lots of joint pain. So you're changing the balance of the entire body when you go to more raw foods.
Number 7 out of your 11 reasons to go raw are happy guts. This is very important for everybody out there, especially going into the fall season. It's cold now, heading into the winter. We're concerned about our immune system. Nobody would raise their hand and say they want to get sick this season, right? Well, it all begins with a healthy digestive system. Susan, what's the impact of moving to more raw living foods on our digestive system?
Yeah, you know, 70% of our immune system is in our GI tract, and we need to have happy guts. And when you eat more raw foods, and especially include those fermented foods that are rich in the probiotic bacteria that you and I talked about last time when we did a show on fermented vegetables, that really has a positive impact on the composition of the gut microflora. So keeping a healthy balance of bacteria in the gut is essential for smooth digestion and strong immunity, and also helps decrease the risk of colon cancer. And the more raw foods you bring into your diet, and especially those probiotic-rich foods, the healthier your gut's going to be.
Susan, you know, it may sound a little bit like some vanity here, but I don't take it that way at all. When we're talking about your 8th reason to go raw living foods, to go this way as much as possible, awesome anti-aging, it's really important, right? As we're aging, it's not just a physical appearance thing, but it also represents what's going on inside your body. If you're looking so bad on the outside, things are falling apart on the inside. Isn't this true?
No matter your age, if you're over 25 probably, everyone would like to stay looking young and youthful. And scientists have noted that premature aging is related to inflammatory states in the body and poor quality foods like sugars, processed carbs, and processed and fatty meats cause inflammation and damage the skin's collagen. And that's the substance that keeps the skin supple and resists wrinkles. So it stands to reason that a diet rich in raw fruits and vegetables, which fight inflammation, would promote quality aging and radiant youthful skin. And, you know, I've seen many people who emphasize more raw foods, and within 30 days, like I write about in my book, Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside and Out Rejuvenation Makeover, in 30 days, you can look 15 to 20 years younger after adopting a different diet and doing a few other simple little things. And this isn't hearsay. This is all backed by scientific study.
And it is our personal experience, Susan. You've helped so many people over your entire career. So have I in nearly 30 years. Both of us have been out there talking to people and really seeing the results. Your ninth reason, dynamic detox. I mean, for me personally, this is it. If you're looking horrible as you're aging, if your body is looking so out of shape, if your face is looking terrible, if you've got joint pain, aches and pains, you're emotionally, you're a basket case. Again, with all due respect, you feel depressed and stuck in life. I mean, look, we could talk about all the things on the outside of the body, your boss, your job, the weather, all these things we could blame as to why things are so difficult for you. But I think we have to look inside of our body, and we've got a clean house, literally. So what a great reason to eat more raw living foods, isn't it, Susan?
Yeah, without a doubt. And I have a huge chapter in my book, The Joy Factor, all about a 3-day to a 3-week raw detox plan. There's no doubt about it. We all need to keep our body detoxified year-round, not just the first week of January. And if you're hesitant to take the plunge of having an all-raw food detox, maybe you just do it for 3 days to 3 weeks, because that's a period of time you would commit to eating primarily raw, plant-based foods. And this notion of approaching raw diets as a cleanse is really popular where I live. Now, remember, the aim of a detox diet is to break from the overload, to take that break in your body from an overload of fat, sugars, and toxins that are rampant in the standard American meat-eating diet. And over time, a poor diet can cause the digestive system and the filtering organs like your kidneys and liver to become exhausted and overburdened. So detoxifying allows the body to take a rest. And since raw vegetables are low in calories, have little to no fat, and have no added sugars, they don't add any toxins to the body. And they're loaded with fiber, which mops up toxins and the waste products in the digestive tract for healthy elimination. And vegetables have lots of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants. So after a few days, 3 days maybe minimum to maybe 3 weeks on a raw detox diet, maybe you're then feeling like that overall you want to try all raw for 2 to 3 months, or at least maybe go 50 to 65 to 70% raw. You'll see after you do primarily raw for 3 days up to about 3 weeks.
Yeah, I hope people appreciate the fact that I'm going so quickly like this through each point, because I want to dedicate the end of this program to the 3-day to 3-week raw detox plan. We're going to talk a little bit more about that and, you know, some of the suggestions that you have. Number 10, Susan, we're looking at creative cuisine. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know what? Don't be hesitant to ask the server at a restaurant. Maybe you say, I'm on a raw detox program. What can the chef make me? Because chefs are usually eager to help out in that way and let you order off the menu for something a little different. In terms of being creative, you know, I'd say two of my sure bets are having a good juicer and a good blender in your home, because there's so many things that you can break down and create raw food cuisine with a good blender and a good juicer. And, you know, don't be afraid to talk to the server at the restaurant. And if you need some creative ideas, you know, my books, The Healing Power of Nature Foods, Health Bliss, even The Joy Factor and Walking on Air, they have lots of recipes and great ideas for eating more raw food. But be creative. Eating raw doesn't mean you live on celery and carrot sticks and juice and a smoothie. You can eat more than that.
No, it's amazing to me when people say, oh my God, what do you eat? You know, it's funny. I look at them and say, what do you eat? You have chicken, you have turkey, you have white bread, You have chicken, you have turkey, you have white bread, you have flour. You know, it's like there's no variety at all, right? When you start getting into raw living foods, there are so many different foods that you do get into, and then you tend to not be in such an eating rut. What a terrible feeling to have. Number 11, the last one, which I find to be extremely important, and so many people in a rush, it's, you know, God forbid they're like this, but it's like, hey, I don't have any time for this. Spiritual benefits. What are the spiritual benefits of going to more raw living foods?
Yeah, most people aren't even aware of these, so it's like an added bonus of eating more raw foods. When I eat about 85% or more raw foods daily, I see this in my clients, patients too, I see amazing benefits quickly taking place in my body, mind, and spirit. For example, if you have lots of doubt, fear, anger, loss of faith, guilt, depression, they often fall away when you eat more raw foods. I call it a raw sun food diet. Now, on a different level, raw foods actually change the vibrational rate of the cells of the body, and we become better receivers of higher energy. For decades, I've been a disciplined meditator, so my meditations are more effortless when I eat more raw. I feel deeper levels of peace. I feel more connected to that oneness of all life. The typical American acid-producing diet of cooked foods without lots of fresh fruits and veggies inhibits the flow of electrical energy. And when you eat the standard American diet, Jonathan, on a daily basis and mostly cooked food, you experience more lethargy, depression, and other challenging emotions. So this vicious cycle of the challenging emotions from not having a great diet, we can break out of simply by eating more raw foods. And I often refer to eating more raw foods as spiritual nutrition.
All right, let's get out of the rut and get ready to really make significant changes in your life. We're going to be talking about the raw detox plan coming up right now. But before we get there, I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit liveonlabs.com. That's LIVONLABS.com. Susan, let's talk about this. The 3-day to 3-week raw detox plan. First of all, why such a range? You know, take us through this, please.
Well, in one or two meals, while you might feel a little bit better, you won't see major changes taking place. And at the upper end, I say 3 weeks, because Ben Franklin once said, whatever you do in 21 days will make or break a habit. And if you have lots of bad food habits, like overeating or always salting your food or severe cravings to sugar, in 3 weeks of going on a detox raw program, you'll lose all those bad cravings and you'll establish all these new habits. And, you know, I always say you've got to have a good blender and consider this a great detox program, but it will really help you lose weight, have more energy, sleep better, have your skin glow, help you feel more confident, get rid of depression. And a simple, now, first of all, you can eat any good, healthy, and preferably organic raw foods. I don't recommend raw dairy and raw animal during your detox, like raw fish and raw meat. I know Carol Alt, and she eats all kinds of raw foods, but for the purposes of the detox, let's go vegan, plant-based, and whatever raw food you want. You could have a salad for breakfast. You could have a green smoothie. It doesn't matter. You could go out to, you can even eat out at a restaurant, and you can have raw foods. But one of the easiest ways, if you want a specific plan, is you have a good blender, and you make a beautiful green smoothie in the morning. And Jonathan, in my cookbook called Health Bliss, all of the recipes in that book are my green smoothies. And you make enough to last you for breakfast, mid-morning snack, mid-afternoon snack, and maybe an evening snack. So make lots of green smoothie. If I don't have a lot of time, I make it once in the morning for the whole day. In fact, I'm on this program right now, exactly this, what I'm talking about, for 10 days. And then you have the green smoothie all day long. And then you pick one time during the day, whether it's lunch or dinner, to have a sit-down great meal I mean, if you can go all the way, make it all raw. Make it a big, beautiful salad. You can't go wrong. And psychologically, you fill a whole plate with salad, and it seems like it's a lot of food, and it will really fill you up. And if you can do that for 3 days to 3 weeks, first of all, in 3 days, you'll probably lose 8 to 10 pounds. But in 3 weeks, I've had many people lose literally 20 to 30 pounds on green smoothies and making one meal that day, like a sit-down meal. Of course, the green smoothies can have everything from the perfect liquid base, could be teas or almond milks. It's always good to put in some flaxseed or chia seeds. I often put in cinnamon. The greens might be, I always put in a teaspoon of Hawaiian spirulina. I use kale, parsley, cucumbers, romaine lettuce, spinach, sunflower seed sprouts. Put in the fruit of your choice, and you can make them different every single day.
Susan, of course, if somebody can't go 100% raw, they can obviously include, like you say, lean more towards plant-based food and be more vegetarian, if you will. If they were to cook some food, maybe for lunch or a dinner, that one time on top of the smoothies that are raw, is that fair to say?
People often say to me, oh, Susan, maybe you can do it, but I can't go 100% raw for 3 weeks. So I say, when you have that one meal a day, make it as healthy as possible and make it with lean proteins. You can put beans in it. You know, if you just can't give up your fish, maybe you have poached salmon. You know, that's good for, it's an anti-inflammatory fish. You have that during that meal, but if whatever cooked food you eat during that one meal over the 3 days or the 3 weeks, you know, don't have the dessert, don't have the white sugar, but make it as healthy a meal as possible.
Without making it too funny, those people out there who say, oh, I'm not addicted to sugar, I'm not addicted to anything. Let me tell you something, those first 3 days, when you try to make those changes to get those added, those real benefits that you want, you will discover how hooked you are on sugar in particular.
Don't be scared or upset if during the first 3 days of detox you have little bumps on your skin, your body odor is worse, you have a headache, maybe your hands shake a little bit. That is a sign that your body is doing house cleansing, and you should celebrate that. And once you get over past about the third day, you're going to feel more confident and empowered and energetic by the day. And every day you'll see new beneficial changes happening on the outside of your body, and you'll feel them on the inside.
On our website, Natural Health 365, Susan, we'll have it on our podcast page for this show. We've got links to your website. But for those who are listening in their car, or maybe they're in a gym, wherever they are, where can people get more information about you and about this raw detox plan, and especially some of these smoothie recipes? Where should they go?
Yes. All right. So just go to my website, which is my name, SusanSmithJones.com. Definitely click on the current newsletter. You'll get recipes and lots of info there. And then go to articles, and the first article is on the raw foods, how they benefit the body. And if you go over, there's a recipes. Click on the in the navigation bar, recipes. I've got lots of recipes there. And on the homepage, scroll down to the lower half. You can learn about all of my books, how to get 7 of them free. And definitely go to the sidebar, and it says sign up now, because every month I send only people that have signed up a wonderful, uplifting, motivating letter. You just get something from me once a month that takes about 10 seconds to sign up, and it also comes with lots of gifts. Everybody who signs up, Jonathan, is automatically entered into a drawing, and once a week I pick one person and I contact them and I do a free 90-minute consultation. You can talk about anything you want. If you're already very healthy, we can just visit for 90 minutes.
I feel much better just doing this show with you. Susan, thank you so much for joining us today. You were great.
Thanks, Jonathan. I look forward to next time.
The show was brought to you by NaturalHealth365.com. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit NaturalHealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us next week for another great show.